This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Talking politics at the office can be awkward sometimes, but can you be fired for it? Not if you work for the government or if you're unionized or if you have a contract, but some private sector bosses can and do try to tell employees who to vote for, and they tell them about the consequences if they don't oblige. Joseph Little is a professor of law emeritus at the University of Florida. Professor, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you.
Is this legal? Can companies actually fire you if you don't vote the right way? I mean, I'll be honest with you. This kind of floored me when I first read about this.
Well, the answer, I think, is yes. We in this country have a basic employment relationship that is called employment at will. And that means that an employer may fire the employee at will for any time and for any reason with no consequences.
Does this also reflect itself in possible political pressure in the workplace? I mean, employers subtly telling employees for whom they might want to consider casting their ballot?
Or even not so subtly telling them for whom to cast their ballot. Yes, it could. As a matter of fact, I had a man within the last year tell me that he would fire any employee who voted the wrong way.
What's the recourse? I mean, I suppose you could always just try to find another job, but unemployment is almost 8%, right?
Under these circumstances, I think the employee has very little recourse, except perhaps if the employer presses about how to vote, then prevaricate, maybe, yeah. Or forget whom you voted for.
I imagine this is rare, right? I mean, we are talking the rare instance here.
My hunch is that it's not hen's tooth rare, if that's what you mean by rare.
I'm sorry, hen's tooth?
Yeah, you okay. know, rare as hen's teeth. How many hens have you seen with a tooth?
Got it.
But my guess is that there are employments where the employer is a dedicated X. My guess is in those circumstances that employees at will, especially in a relatively small employment, would be very reluctant to show their support for the opposing candidate. So that kind of thing, my guess, is fairly frequent. The actual coming out and making a threat of some kind, my guess is rare. Maybe not hen's tooth rare, but rare.
And now I know what hen's teeth are. Joseph Little is a professor of law emeritus at the University of Florida. We got a hold of him down in Gainesville. Professor, thanks a lot for your time. Appreciate it.
All right, and go Gators.